We are joined in studio by Radio Kerry journalist Amber Galway, who was in court in Killarney yesterday for the appearance of eight men who were charged with violent disorders on the grounds of Hotel Killarney on New Year's Day. On the night of New Year's Day, in or around 8:15, a fight broke out. Four men were stabbed. Thankfully, nobody seriously injured. There were no life-threatening injuries. Those who were injured were all later released from hospital. Eight arrests were made. And the eight men, who are aged between 27 and 36, who are all asylum seekers, as Hotel Killarney is currently being used as a temporary direct provision centre, and these men, therefore, had all been living at the hotel. They're aged between 27 and 36, and they had been living at the hotel. They appeared in court yesterday. Amber was in court, and she joins us now. Amber, thank you for joining us this morning. So, Amber, just to get it right, it was eight men in total that appeared in court yesterday.
Yes, Teresa, that's correct. So, eight men, four of them were originally from Algeria, and the other four are natives of Georgia.
And the altercation, I should say, it took place on January 1st, New Year's night, on the grounds of Hotel Killarney. What are the precise charges?
Well, Trasa, the majority of the charges related to violent disorder. I'll talk you through those shortly. But the first man to appear before Killarney District Court yesterday was Algerian native Faoud McCasney, who's age 27, and he has an address of room 1094 at Hotel Killarney. And he was charged with one count of violent disorder, contrary to Section 15 of the Criminal Justice Public Order Act, as well as a second count as well of producing an article capable of inflicting serious injury, and that's contrary to Section 11 of the Firearms and Offences Weapons Act. And as you mentioned, that took place on the 1st of January on the grounds of Hotel Killarney. So Detective Garda Nigel Hennessy gave details of the arrest charge and caution, and the accused made no reply to the charge.
Now, was there a case made for bail for this man?
There was, yes, a discussion took place yesterday. The state objected to bail due to the seriousness of the charges. They were stating that they believed that this man posed a threat to public safety. So Garda Detective Nigel Hennessy stated that Gardaí have no details of any possible criminal history in Algeria, as this man entered Dublin on December 26th of 2021, and he had no identity documents with him, and he applied for asylum then. The court heard that he had travelled from Algeria to France and then from France onto Ireland. So he told the court that Gardaí are in contact with Interpol to establish Mr. McCasney's true identity and criminal history. Detective Garda Hennessy told the court that Mr. McCasney's actions were captured on CCTV, and he branded them out of control and erratic. He said he was swinging a knife, and he also stated that there were eyewitnesses. The Garda detective also stated that the accused identified himself on CCTV, and he stated Gardaí believed Mr. McCasney was the protagonist and all the injuries sustained in the incident were caused by a knife. Now, Mr. McCasney's solicitor, Brendan O'Hearn, stated his client didn't start the altercation and was just defending himself. He added that his client denies that he actually had a knife, and he also argued that Mr. McCasney wasn't a flight risk as he doesn't have any travel documents. Mr. O'Hearn stated his client had lived peacefully in Ireland for 53 weeks and hadn't come to Garda attention prior to this alleged incident. He told the court that he lives here with his wife and his newborn baby. Judge David Waters remanded Mr. Faoud McCasney in custody, and he's due to appear before Tralee District Court via video link this morning.
And there were three other men from Algeria also brought before the court. Is that right, Amber?
That's correct, Tracy, yes. So the second Algerian man to appear before the court yesterday was Rabi Kouchi, and he has an address of room 2083 at Hotel Killarney, and he was also charged with violent disorder, and again, he made no reply when charged. So there was no objection to bail for this man, who's 31 years old. However, he must adhere to several bail conditions, and he will now reside in Clonakilty in County Cork. Then there was Alal Bazid, who's age 27, and he was also charged with violent disorder. And Detective Garda Stephen Foley gave evidence of arrest charge and caution here. He told the court that Mr. Bazid replied, "I'm not part of this group. I was trying to prevent the fighting," when he was charged. Then up next before Killarney District Court yesterday was another Algerian man, Monir Fadli, and he's age 34. Detective Garda Stephen Foley gave evidence of arrest charge and caution here as well, and the accused made no reply. Both of these men were remanded on bail as well, and they'll reside now in County Clare. So all three of the Algerian men have strict bail conditions, which must include them to adhere to a curfew of between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. daily. They must sign on at their local Garda station. They must surrender their passports and not apply for new travel documents. And they must reside and stay out of Killarney, but that's except for court appearances and for appointments with their solicitor. The four Algerian men were represented by solicitor Brendan Ahern, as I mentioned earlier.
And Amber, then yesterday afternoon, four Georgian men came before the court in connection with the same incident that took place in Hotel Killarney on New Year's Day.
Yes, Trasa, that's correct. So a translator was travelling from Dublin, so their cases were up before Judge David Waters in the afternoon, just to give the translator time to arrive to Killarney to speak to the men. So these four men were represented by solicitor Padraig O'Connell. So first up was Zarabi Mutatashkavili, and he's age 36, and he was charged with violent disorder also, and he made no reply. And according to details given by Detective Garda Nigel Hennessy, as I said, he made no reply, but he'll now reside in County Louth. Then there was Georgie Bashardazi, and he's age 34, and he appeared before the court and was also charged with violent disorder. When cautioned, Detective Garda Michael Quirk told the court that Mr. Bashardi said, "You saw everything on the cameras." Next to appear before Judge David Waters was Levani Gulashivili, who's age 32, and he was also charged with violent disorder, and he replied, "The whole time there, I was only trying to calm things down." Finally, then, last to appear before Killarney District Court yesterday, Trasa, was Amiren Mepershivili, who's 36 years old. He, too, was charged with violent disorder at Hotel Killarney on New Year's Day, and he made no reply when charged. The three men that I just mentioned there will all reside now in County Laois.
And Amber, as you've outlined there, and I understand, the bail granted to all these men, all eight men, they all had conditions attached, didn't they?
Yes, so that's similar to the Algerian men that I mentioned earlier. So including them, seven of the men were granted bail, all of them bar Fouad McCasney, who's due before Tralee District Court this morning. So they were all granted bail with very strict conditions. These involved them staying away from Killarney outside of court appearances or for meetings with their solicitors. So they must reside outside Killarney, obey a curfew of 10 p.m. to 8 a.m, sign on at their local Garda stations daily, surrender their passports and not to apply for new travel documents. They must also provide their Gardaí with their mobile numbers and make sure that those mobiles are switched on and they're contactable at all times. As I mentioned in each case above, these men will now reside in different areas. So there's Cork, Louth, Laois and Clare, and that's because of their bail conditions that require them to be outside of Killarney. All men except for Fouad McCasney are due to reappear before Killarney District Court on the 7th of February for directions from the Director of Public Prosecutions. However, if no directions are issued by that time, the men will be further remanded on bail and they won't be required to attend court in person on that day. And as I mentioned earlier, Mr. McCasney will appear via video link today at Tralee District Court.
So as you said, one of the eight men will be appearing at Tralee District Court today and we'll be covering it on Radio Kerry News and we'll be bringing you reports as soon as we have them. Then a number of things to end, Amber, and thank you for your comprehensive reporting of what was a very busy day in Killarney District Court yesterday. You had a very, very long day. During the proceedings in Killarney, the court heard a number of people were involved in this incident, allegedly.
They did, absolutely. So as I mentioned, there were eight men that were before the court. However, Solicitor Brendan Ahern stated that up to 15 Georgians and up to about five Algerians were involved. And he mentioned this during the bail hearing for Mr. McCasney. Now, no other details were mentioned, just those figures were provided.
And to end, Amber, was there any reason given in court yesterday as to what may have caused this altercation on the night of New Year's Day?
Well, not a lot of detail was gone into. However, Padraig O'Connell's solicitor, who is representing the four Georgian men, says that it was important to note that there was no feud between the Georgians or the Algerians. And he said that was really important that that point was given across. He stated that the alleged incident revolved around a mobile phone. And now no more details were provided, but we will hear more on that as the case proceeds through the courts.
Thank you so much for joining us, Amber Galway, Radio Kerry journalist, joining us from the newsroom to give us that comprehensive, very comprehensive and thorough report on what took place in Killarney District Court yesterday when eight men appeared in court charged with violent disorders on the grounds of Hotel Killarney, the temporary direct provision centre in the town on New Year's Day. And as you heard there from Amber, one of the men will be appearing in court in Tralee today. We'll be at it, Radio Kerry will be at it, and the other seven men who appeared in court yesterday, their cases are due to be heard again on February 7th in Killarney District Court.